This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was remanded into custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 47-year-old Australian was found guilty in Westminster Magistrates Court of breaching his bail. He now faces far more serious charges here in the United States. We get details from AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single-count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
Eric Tucker of AP. Meanwhile, President Trump, who more than 100 times during the campaign praised WikiLeaks, has changed his tune. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In the 2016 race's final stretch, WikiLeaks released embarrassing emails stolen from the Clinton campaign.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Donald Trump often read from the emails during campaign rallies, praising WikiLeaks more than 100 times over the final weeks. But after Assange's arrest today,
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
The Justice Department's already charged Assange in a hacking case. The president says he has no opinion on what should happen to him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps towards democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir, following months of demonstrations against his iron-fisted rule. The Sudan Professionals Association was one of the key organizers of the recent anti-Bashir protests. Spokeswoman Sarah Abdel Jalil, who is based in the United Kingdom, says the SPA is not optimistic about Thursday's events.
We were very clear in our statements in the last 3 to 4 days that we will never support the coup. We will support a military council that will work parallel to the civil government in the transitional period.
New demonstrations broke out in Khartoum when protesters became angry after realizing that Sudan would be under military rule. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed willingness to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach an agreement on denuclearization. We get the details from VOA's Steve Herman.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that the United States needs a space force to maintain its world leadership. Shanahan said Russia and China are, in his words, weaponizing space.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture. But the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
Some committee members expressed skepticism about the need for a sixth branch of the military.
3, 2, 1.
The heaviest rocket in use in the world, SpaceX's Falcon 9 Heavy, successfully blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, carrying its first commercial cargo, an Arabsat satellite, into orbit. SpaceX is in a race to get lucrative military contracts from the U.S. government. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.